The Parisians by Marius Gabriel. Performed by Carissa Vacker. Olivia Olson had never felt further away from Lindstrom, Minnesota, than on this hot summer morning in Paris, 1939. The lightest of breezes rustled in the leaves of the trees. The sky was a blue mixed by Monet. The passers-by had been painted by Renoir. All along the banks of the River Seine, Parisians sat fishing with the earnestness of men who had been tasked with supplying the Sunday lunch. And Olivia, too, had laid out her bait. She had stationed her easel with a view of the Pont aux Choses, the stone bridge whose arches bore the proud capital N of Napoleon, with the towers of the Conciergerie prison beyond. She had rendered the scene with dashing impressionist strokes, in rich colors, but there was a blank space in the center of the canvas, as though a figure had yet to be painted there. And indeed, as the sign she had attached to her easel explained, for 300 francs, Mademoiselle Olivia Olson was prepared to put you in the picture, giving you the perfect souvenir of Paris to take home. To complete the image of the Parisian artist, Olivia was wearing a beret and a spotless artist's smock, garments she never wore in her studio when doing her real work. Not that this wasn't important. It might not be serious artistically, but if she failed to get a client today, the consequence was that she wouldn't be able to buy herself any dinner. Her finances were very rickety lately. She had tightened her belt to the point where no more notches remained. She usually managed to get at least one commission every Sunday, and if her luck was in and she started early, sometimes two or three. Until her real work began selling, this was what kept her from starving and reminded her to stay alert and smile prettily at anyone who lingered to look at her painting. With hair the color of ripe wheat and blue-gray eyes that were wide and fringed with thick lashes, she had the coloring of her Swedish ancestors, who had emigrated at the turn of the century, escaping Scandinavian famine and flood for the land of plenty in the American Midwest. From them, too, she had inherited her tall and sturdy body with its robust good health and its capacity for hard work. She had a short, straight nose and a full pink mouth, and more than one sauntering promenader paused to look at the artist rather than the art. One such person was leaning against the balustrade beside her now, watching her closely. Her customers tended to be plump, prosperous tourists. This fellow was young and slim and unquestionably Parisian, with his bamboo cane and carefully curled blonde beard. He was extremely handsome, perhaps even too much so. But Olivia's observant eyes had noted that his clothes were rather worn. A student, she guessed. He met her eyes and raised his hat.